The pilot of a single-engine plane fighting the Kruger Rock fire near Estes Park died yesterday evening when his plane crashed. Crews found the crash site south of the town at around 9:30 p.m., 3 hours after the accident had been first reported. The Lerma County Sheriff's Office said that the pilot was the only occupant of the tanker plane. Meanwhile, the Sheriff's Office said that the fire was first reported about 7 a.m. yesterday morning. As of last evening, it was estimated at 130 acres and was 15% contained. Multiple evacuations were ordered and no structure damage had been reported. Health officials and agencies around the Denver metro area have urged Governor Jared Polis to issue a statewide mask mandate. The Metro Denver Partnership for Health is also asking that vaccine passports be required for indoor settings. The group sent a letter to Polis late last week because of the surge in COVID-19 cases hitting hospitals. The officials wrote that high-risk places such as bars, restaurants, gyms, sporting events, and other large gatherings should require face coverings where vaccine passports are not required. The Denver Post reports that the group urging the action includes Boulder County Public Health, Denver's agency, as well as Jefferson County and Tri-County Health. On Sunday, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment announced that beginning this Friday, people attending large indoor events in the Denver metro area will be required to have been vaccinated against COVID-19. That order applies only to events attended by 500 people or more. The governor has been reluctant to issue a statewide masking order, even though he has said that the entire state is considered at high risk of infection. Health leaders in the state are also asking the governor and lawmakers to use $150 million from federal funds from the American Rescue Plan Act to rebuild Colorado's mental health system for children and teens. Representatives of Children's Hospital Colorado, joined by other providers, say that there are not enough services to address the growing crisis. They noted that younger people are experiencing higher rates of anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and other issues. The Denver Post reports that yesterday morning, Children's Hospital had more than 20 kids waiting in emergency departments for an inpatient bed. The police and fire departments in Aurora have agreed to reform various policies in a settlement with prosecutors from the state attorney general's office. The city will improve its use of force policies and training, and a new system for collecting data about police interactions with the community will be developed. The Colorado Sun reports that the Aurora agencies will ensure that chemical sedatives like ketamine are administered lawfully. In September, the AG's office had released a report damning the Aurora Police Department for consistently violating state and federal law in a pattern of racially biased practices. Also in Aurora, the police department said yesterday that two of the victims from Monday's shooting at Nome Park will have long physical recovery from their wounds. Six teenagers were shot near Aurora Central High School. None of them died. A reward fund has been established offering $7,000 for information leading to the identification and arrest of those responsible for the shootings. A new city council for Boulder was sworn in yesterday. The Daily Camera reports that incumbent Mark Wallach was joined by new members Matt Benjamin, Lauren Folkerts, Nicole Spear, and Tara Weiner at a ceremony in the morning. Last night, the council approved a referendum that will require voters to decide whether they want to repeal the CU South annexation agreement. The council had approved the agreement in September. However, now that agreement will move forward and has not yet been decided. How it will move forward has not yet been decided. Aaron Brockett was selected by the council to be the new mayor of Boulder. The Suncor refinery in Commerce City could be required to monitor and limit the runoff of dangerous forever chemicals. According to the Colorado Sun, yesterday the state released a draft of a new water quality permit for the company, which officials say demands rigorous benzene cleanup and other controls in addition to the PFAS limits. However, it's anticipated that advocacy groups and neighborhood residents will ask for tougher limits during the 90-day public comment period on the proposed permit. In related news, the Sierra Club released a report yesterday, along with community groups, questioning the continued operation of gas-fired power plants in Denver. The environmental groups are pushing for the closure of the Arapaho and Cherokee electric generating stations. The Colorado Sun reports that the organization says Denver has pledged to be using 100% renewable electricity by 2030, but some of Xcel's turbines at those facilities are scheduled to burn gas through 2055. The plants in question no longer burn coal, but they rank near the top of polluters in the state. The National Weather Service says it will be sunny today with a high near 40 and an overnight low of 21. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s, and Friday, the high near 60. Right now, it's about 28 along the Front Range. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.